In April 1986, an explosion at a nuclear power plant in Chernobyl, Ukraine, proved that radiation pollution respects no borders. As the fallout swept across Europe, people started to detect radioactive materials in the grass and on themselves.
The first word that something was seriously wrong came from this power plant in eastern Sweden, where workers coming on the job registered abnormally high levels of radiation on their bodies.
That newscast describes when radioactive material was detected in Sweden. It was traced back to the meltdown at Chernobyl. All of these events, the explosion, its aftermath, and the fear it stoked, are depicted in a new HBO miniseries. And we can't really say this is a spoiler alert because you know what happened. We did ask the series director, Johan Renck, what he remembers about Chernobyl. He was 20 and growing up in Sweden at the time.
Sweden was hit pretty hard because the cloud from Chernobyl went up over Belarus and then over the northern part of Sweden. So in Sweden, you weren't allowed to eat sort of berries or meat or any sort of produce from the northern part of Sweden for many years.
You shot this series in the Ukrainian city of Kiev. And from what I understand, you shot that first scene at the power plant in Ignalina. It was a plant in Lithuania. What was it like to film at an actual power plant?
Well, it's pretty daunting from a lot of levels. This is a RBMK reactor. It's a sister plant to Chernobyl. It's the same type of construction. It's the same type of power plant. It was built pretty much at the same time. Now, this one is decommissioned, so they've kind of taken out all the fuel of it. But it, nevertheless, it's such a ominous structure. The building is so big and so quiet and still and, you know, really sort of retrofuturistic in some weird way. And just the fact that this is a Soviet-era nuclear power plant. It was, for all of us, I think we all felt that it was humbling and slightly scary.
Were you able to talk to people who were at Chernobyl back in 1986?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I spent time in Kiev when we were scouting there, meeting with survivors, you know, liquidators, people who worked in the aftermath and the cleanup operation. Chernobyl is only 200 kilometers away from Kiev. Anybody in Kiev has a relationship to Chernobyl, and Kiev is a massive city. It's a 7 million people city, from crew members who had parents or family involved in it, and then people who were actually there was tremendous, actually.
Why did you want to make this series about Chernobyl? I mean, why did you feel compelled to turn it into a drama?
I'm drawn to desperation and darkness, the human beauty within those kind of things. But then what happened, you know, once I read the script, I understand how important the story was to tell on a lot of levels because of the cost of lies. And we're in a climate right now in which there's actually a war on truth and people are preferring their own opinions to those of experts.
I want to play the first line that you hear in your series. Let's listen.
What is the cost of lies? It's not that we'll mistake them for the truth. The real danger is that if we hear enough lies, then we no longer recognize the truth at all.
Those lines set up that whole episode. I mean, the whole series, really. In doing this series, are you also trying to draw attention to not only issues of truth these days, that not everybody agrees on what it is, but also issues like climate change?
To some extent, it's embedded in there, you know, but this show undeniably deals with how human actions affect the world around us. And the accident in Chernobyl effectively killed a massive, massive part of Ukraine, you know, and it's still inhabitable. And there's obviously something interesting that we have an acute, urgent situation in which we're killing this planet. And we have people who deny that because it goes against their business ideas, basically, you know. So, yes, for sure.
Johan Renck is the series director of Chernobyl, a miniseries playing on HBO. Thank you so much.
Thank you.